Help me, please.
All right. I see that looks like everybody is here this morning for the Promotions Committee meeting. Good morning. Welcome. Looks like we have a full house as Promotions Committee goes. And notice that everyone is present. So we have all members present and all visitors. Welcome to the Morro Bay Community Promotions Committee meeting for January 15th, 2009. We will have kind of an expediting of the meeting this morning because of continued city business else. 1 million years, give or take 1 million here or there, standing silently astride the Pacific, it remained only for us to find you. But, my dear volcanic ally, do not let this adulation rise to your porphyritic, phenocrystic, and igneous head, capturing as it does the skyward glances of visitors from near and far. Yes, it must be nice to have so many people looking up to you. So delight in your crown of living birds, but do not turn a stony ear to the murmur of the sea, the monotonous drone of the incessant tides that lap feebly at your pebbled toes. Remember, millions of years from now, give or take 1 million here or there, and you're just another stretch of sandy beach. Well, we hope that puts that rock in its place. All right, we do want to expedite things and move right along. Approval of the minutes. Oh, wait, sorry, public comment period. And I do see, you know, I didn't have my glasses on and I just didn't see the blurs. There we go. Two very distinct figures emerge. But I would ask that those of you who have public comment because of our expediting of the meeting limited to a reasonable-ish 3 minutes today. So whoever would like to go first.
Good morning. I'm Johnny Biagini, and I'm here on behalf of the business forum that Morro Bay Business Forum that is meeting directly after this. And I just wanted to make an announcement that a new website has been developed for the Morro Bay Forum. It's called morrobayforum.org, and it will post the upcoming presentations and minutes. And there is a forum actually on this website for people to post comments and have discussions about issues. So I hope you'll visit it. I hope the community visits it. We really want to have feedback from the community on a number of ideas and concerns that are out there in the community. And also, I'm here on behalf of the lodging industry. If there's any questions on the Business Improvement District, the Morro Bay Business Improvement District being proposed, I'm here to answer those, too. Thank you.
I have one question for you, not regarding the Morro Bay one, but the county. Do you know how many rooms are collected on county level? Not the cities that are part, but the county.
There's about 2,300 rooms, not counting the vacation rentals. And there's 600 vacation rentals or more.
I called, and they made me put it in writing, and I haven't gotten feedback yet.
I think it's close to 2,300.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Johnny, for that update on that website. And the forum to follow this meeting, in fact. And public comment.
Hello, Jenny Brantley. Good morning. I created this poster about 2 years ago of all of the favorite murals that are around Morro Bay. And I called it the Murals of Morro Bay. I didn't capture all of them, but got most of them. And so, oh, thank you. Since this time, I made this for me because I wanted to capture the murals of Morro Bay. In order to have it printed, I now have 1,000 of these in my garage. I took these to Peter Candela, who suggested I bring them here today and offer them to the Promotions Committee for their use. I have no idea where or how you might use these. They might be a giveaway. They might be something that one could... Literally, I have 1,000. Here's the sample of what I've got. And I offer them to the committee. I did spend about $1,000, including a graphic designer, to help me put this together. Whether I recoup those funds or not, it would be great, of course. That was part of the original idea was maybe I would sell some of these, but at this point, I just would love to see them be out in the world and being enjoyed. Some of these murals have already been destroyed and are no longer visible in our town, but some of them, most of them still are. Just one I know has been destroyed. So that's it.
Well, thank you, Heather.
These seem like they'd be great to give away at the trade shows when we go, you know, because I think that they just would be terrific to give to people who are interested in coming to Morro Bay. So I don't know, you know, if this is something we need to agendize or...
I think we could. We should put that on the agenda. Let's just say that I guess they move from Jenny to our purview.
Or to the chamber.
Do we have to accept those or vote on accepting those or not? I know the city does that. When someone gives them something, the city always says we have to accept it first.
The first move would actually to be to agendize this item. You can't really discuss it out of public comment, but that would probably be a good move. But first, I would ask that you agendize it for your next meeting.
We have an L.A. travel show coming up in February 14th and 15th.
Is it the weekend after our next meeting?
Is it after? I think the meeting is after that.
Well, nothing prevents Jenny from dropping a whole bunch off of the artwork around this town. Sometimes we pass by without looking. The next item will be the approval of the minutes. I've taken a look. Anyone have any comments on the minutes of the last meeting?
Okay. Item 9, the adjournment of our meeting, I think should be changed to adjournment.
It was the meeting before Christmas, and we did hang wreaths from our necks. It wasn't adornment.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then we can leave it there if it's an adornment.
You didn't catch the adorning of that one. But all right, so noting that one typo on item 9, adjournment of meeting. Any other comment or discussion on the minutes? Approval of the minutes. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. So approved. Jenny?
Yes.
I'm heading up there on the Sacramento tomorrow, so if you leave one or two, I'll... just two for this trip. Thank you. We got to push the legislators. Okay, moving on. To the monthly report, visitor center report, and here we have Peter Candela.
Yeah. Jenny, your keys may be on the table.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. good morning, everyone. I'm going to abbreviate this as well. Let's see. If you look at the promotions report, it's the activity report that we have for the month of December. You can see an increase in telephone calls and visitors, substantial, about 400 increase in visitors, which I think is interesting to see that number of increase. But one statistic that just stands out amongst a lot of them, and it's continuing, are the relocation packages. There were 10 in December, and we're just in the middle of the month, and we have 11 already. It just hasn't, you know, they're just coming in, and we're sending them out. People want to get the heck out of wherever they're at, you know, and they want to come into Morro Bay, so something's working out there. And you can see total fulfillments about 641. The 800 call usages are down a little bit. They're low, about 4, but I think that has to do with the website also and the accessibility of the website. The 800 number, it really, we've increased a whole lot. You can see the total number of 800 usages calling into the visitor center is 212. That's really an increase from the previous months. 109 stands right out from the coastal, but I think that has to do with a lot of the activities that we've had. That the chamber's been putting on and the city's been putting on. There's a lot going on in December, so the lighted boat parade, and then we had the New Year's Eve party and some other things going on. So I'm sure that reflects some of the increases there. And then a total out-of-state of 20. Any questions about any of that?
The 800 number is something in the past we've used because when we've had some fire sale money, I know in the last 2 years we've taken the cover of that travel guide magazine, but that also has the website on it. And it always kind of becomes indistinguishable to try and tell how much of that is being driven in the past by that. I'm wondering if there's any way we could, look at it next time the opportunity comes up to do this magazine, this cover, if using these numbers, there's a way to correlate whether it's worthwhile or not.
I honestly feel like that while that worked in the past, I believe that people really truly go to the website. So I think the days of monitoring, if you only had an 800 number, perhaps that would work. But I just think that it's flawed, because I think a lot of people now will go to the website, and especially since we have a really good website that's really informative. I know that the last several vacations that I've planned, I've never called anybody. I've just gone to the website and done all my research and downloaded whatever I needed, and maybe when I finally booked a room, that will be when I made my phone call, because I'm still a little scared to do that online, I guess.
I even ordered a dinner last night online.
So I don't know if it would give you a true picture. It might actually, you know, work, could be counterproductive, because we might see something that we didn't think worked as well, but yet we had a tremendous amount of hits. The one nice thing is we can, when we do, like when we're coming up on an email newsletter for the LA Times, we can track that completely. I mean, we know exactly how many people opened the email, how many people went to the website, and so that tracking mechanism works real well.
Okay, I guess, yes, because
when we advertise in the valley, like for the lighted boat parade, does that include a website or the 800 number?
No, every ad we have has a website.
Does it include the 800 number? Because the numbers,
yes,
of phone calls for the boat parade, you know, and so I think
we have the website and the 800 number, because there are some people who do want to call and have questions. Not saying that people don't still call. But we've actually reversed it to where in the old days we had the 800 number prominent and the website sort of secondary, and we just reversed those two where the website's predominant and the 800 number, because our ads are so small in some cases that we have to.
Oh, it's up. Right, Shasta. That's right. That's right there, and right there in the corner, right in the corner. Baldwin, I think, was there at one time. And that's tonight, 5:30 to 7:00. So if you have a chance, go and see Dr. Tiffany Smart. And, of course, the Bird Festival, that starts the 16th through the 19th. It's in full swing right now. I'll be talking to the mayor and find out if she needs additional information. I know that some of our calendar folders and our restaurants and our hotels are things that we've already given out to her. So I understand there's a need for more, so we'll be doing that. And, of course, the Chamber's installation dinner is the 24th of this month. If you're interested, it's $65 per person, and if you have a table of eight, it's $500, so it's a little less. Call the Chamber and get all the detailed information if you need more, but it should be a fun event, and you'll see the new directors actually being installed that night. That's my abbreviated form.
I just ask any of the hotelier present, have you seen any... Is this weekend showing book the Bird Festival showing? Have you seen a spike?
There is a spike, which is nice to see. We're not booked, which is an unfortunate thing. In the past years, we have been booked in advance, so it is of course just showing a reflection of a continuing trend. But it is nice to kind of see. I know our property is about half full in advance, which is nice versus the last other weekends. You know, we've been pretty quiet until the last minute. So, but you know, there's been a lot of last minute. In fact, I talked to the office last night and. One of the properties, she said, booked like, you know, five rooms just in the last like couple of hours. So I think you're going to have, I think with the weather the way it is, there's going to be a lot of last-minuters. They're going to see that weather and they're going to come out. So I think it should be a good weekend around town. I really think that it'll be busy. I think that, you know, as usual, you know, a lot of people are kind of coming for the days and not staying as many nights as they were. But I am, you know, we are seeing an increase in traffic, which is nice to see because, you know, future projections we've been doing, it's been pretty quiet, and we're kind of expecting that still for several months. So we're hoping that, you know, any weekend you can get that's busy, you want to try to do what you can with it. So, but it is looking a little busier. So hopefully it'll, you know, pan out as, you know, I think today we'll probably see a big spike in reservations. Like this was yesterday was Wednesday, and it seems that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are when you get your spikes. Especially more so now, you get a lot last minute, and a lot of walk-ins. With this weather, we've been having a handful of walk-ins. People just walk in and get their rooms then. There's not a lot of reservations being made as much anymore. It seems to be the trend for the last several months, where you just have people that just walk in and get a room. So,
well, this is good news. This is good bird weather, by the way, for those who are watching at home. I've been here for the last seven, eight bird festivals, and I think this is the warmest,
yeah,
nicest no having to struggle out there in the cold with your binoculars and your cold, frozen fingers trying to focus on those birds. So do come out. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that, Peter. I'm going to move on to the budget report. It feels like been listening to the morning NPR bad news, you know, every day. And I have taken and done, like, with a red pen here, the little minus marks and the little plus marks, which I'm sure Ed is up on to that. Again, it's interesting to note that the trailer parks and the vacation rentals are both up, but not quite enough to offset the loss overall compared to last year from the motel taxes that have been collected. That's the news.
Well, it is interesting to note that the trend is continuing with the vacation rentals and the trailer park still, although it isn't enough to offset the motel tax, the vacation rentals and trailer parks seem to still be attracting more people this year than they have last year, and that's continuing throughout the last 4 or 5 months.
So, I mean, we have to.
I don't know whether it's their promotion or people can stay in Morro Bay for less dollars by using the vacation rentals or trailer parks. I don't know whether that's the case or not.
I think it goes back to that same trend of people are, you know, they're on kind of more of a budget, so they don't. If you have a vacation rental, you know, you can cook your own food, you can, you know, you can save money in other aspects. So I think that's part of that trend we're seeing. We've been seeing for, I want to think, 6 months now, if not longer. Trailer parks, I mean, that's a whole other story, but maybe it's the same thing. You know, people are taking their trailers out. I know my dad's retired, and what did he do? He bought a trailer, you know, so it's kind of a trend that's going on. One thing to note, too, in the we still have some motels that are not reporting.
Yeah.
So October and November, last meeting, October, they did not report it, but it looks like they still have not reported, I would assume.
I was asking Andrea, is there an enforcement action on, like, failure to comply after 60 days or something?
There's a penalty that's assessed. Oh. I believe last month we had two that had not reported, and I believe it is now down to one that has not reported.
One.
Andrea, I noticed also if a motel doesn't report, you still create that occupancy rate percentage is against the 914 rooms still.
Right.
So that's the problem, yeah.
Yeah.
There's two figures there. That 41% is a misleading figure. It's probably
right, and I'm talking October. You've got the same percentage, but you're right. There's still one hotel that's still not reporting, so it's off a little. But I don't think that one hotel is going to bring in, you know, however much dollars are there. Well, maybe. I guess it's not as much as you think now that you look at it. I was looking at last year's. But I just think we need to, you know, really be trying to – now's the time to be marketing and setting ourselves aside. In these times.
All right. Well, I think the BID comes up a little bit later in the agenda this morning.
Yeah, that's true.
Moving on in the budget, having passed the bad news, we have the detailed budget. And this is kind of a new document of sorts. I'm looking at the first page, page 1 of 6, line 6105, consulting services. And the only number that struck me is that's at 202%.
I think and we talked about this in the last meeting, that until I can get with accounting, this report, you shouldn't even look at it because there are no consulting charges. It's because there's a certain coding that's done that's – I've got to get the coding aligned with – because I wasn't aware we were going to do this. So I need to talk with accounting because we're not – we don't have those codes. The city. And it's just – that's how it's going to work because it's not right now. It's not going to be useful information.
I assume that's how it was.
And that's why we were doing the budget reports that I was submitting, because we're always going to be 2 or 3 months behind anyway, even if it's completely accurate. And I don't have that report today just because I wanted to speed things along. Really, we don't have much of a reflection of a difference from what I reported in the last meeting last month, because we really slow down in January. We don't place a lot of media, so that's pretty much reflective of what I presented in December.
All right. That's what I was thinking. I was just looking at that. This return to the days when the budget was cumbersome and complex. Any other questions on that part of the budget? Questions on that part of the budget? With that, then, I would like to move us to the advertising agency report and the things that come with it.
Okay.
We turn to John.
I'm going
to
do this fairly rapidly. You can see that we have our website report that we present every month. And statistically, through January 1 through January 14th, 2008 to 2009, we had 257,000 1,000 user sessions, over 1 million page views, and 416 newsletter signups in 2008. The statistics for this month, from December 17, 2008 through January 14, 2009, we had 25,000 user sessions, 68,000 page views roughly. We had 9 newsletter signups, and average page view sessions were almost 3 minutes, and average length of time on the site was over 7 minutes. So we're still holding our own as relative to response. It always tracks downward as we get into the winter months as opposed to summer, but and again, that bar you see there that looks really low is only reporting, you know, through half of the month due to the nature of when we have our meeting. But for the top pages, the home page is the number one page. Accommodations is second, which is nice. And library of images still becomes a very important one for people that are going to our photo gallery as that photo gallery expands. And we're probably getting, I would estimate, I'd say at least one a week of somebody submitting photographs to be in the contest. The other things to consider on this report is that we're still doing really well with our non-referral percentages, which means basically these are people that are typing in moralbay.org as opposed to going into Google and searching, which is the second most watched. And that's almost 60% of the people, so over half the people are typing in our website. The other item that I had was the newsletter, and we're in the process of sending this to the LA Times. No, it's this one. I was going quickly. I didn't go to each page. So basically what we're doing in this newsletter is talking about the tall ships coming in. And we've seen every time we've done one of these, we've really had a great success with whatever event we particularly had. So the timing's nice for that. Also, this is going to be sent to our database of over 6,000 names as well. So I think we'll get some good publicity for that. And then on the side, what we've started to do with our Moral Bay Grown, the logo that I had showed you in our last meeting, we're starting to emphasize the farmer's market more too as an ongoing activity. So for somebody that's down in Los Angeles or Orange County, the farmer's market for them is brand new, even though it's fairly common for us. And then a subscribing to the newsletter feature on the newsletter. So this will be going out very soon, toward the end of January, this will hit. So we'll have a couple of weeks promotion for that. And just the only other thing I had was a couple to give out today, but we don't have them as yet. But we should be getting those probably about another week. They had an issue with trying to bleed the images over, so we corrected that for them. And so we should have 1,000 buttons that would be our sand dollar buttons. We'll have them for the time for the show, so that'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Are you ordering it? You're ordering it.
Yeah, I'm ordering it. I'm ordering them.
And that show in L.A., the dates again were?
14th and
February.
February 14th and 15th. That's Saturday, Sunday,
and that's at the LA
Convention Center this year. It was it was in Long Beach last year. It's a little more difficult to set up at the convention center.
Are we going to have that same problem we had in San Francisco?
I think so. I'm fighting it right now, and
that's
just
the they moved it. That Long Beach location was good.
It was great, and you didn't have to fight for electricity. I mean, now it's like $200 to get electricity. It's just more complicated, but we deal with it.
So it's a very good show.
I'm sorry. I just was curious what we had planned for that show. Do we have anything, or just the same what we've been doing?
Well, what we were planning on doing is basically what we have been. We're putting up the display. We have our monitor. We're going to be in the loop. We'll have a couple of different CDs promoting our events, of course, and promoting our hotels and motel restaurants.
Is it possible that with this new logo you've designed for the Morro Bay Grown, to print one up on the side of a faux wooden cart, what do you call it, a thing you put, a crate, a food crate, and ask Noah, knowing the success at the Green Fest of the food thing, to load it up with even though it's not a Green Festival, the trend is there. And I'm sure, I don't know if anyone would put in a request to him to provide you with more. What do they call those things again?
I think it's a great idea to bring some more of the local fruit, whatever's available, because it really did go over well. And I'll talk to Noah about that.
You could even do a small basket if you have an issue with, you know, you could even do like a basket or something, you know, large like that.
That's what we intended to do last time. He gave
but
us,
you had so much.
Yeah.
We didn't realize we were going to get a produce order.
You know, and maybe run off some of those Morro Bay grown, you know, images on a nice glossy printer like the one you use for
we
the
can
poster.
Do that.
Well, we do have that as part of the booth now because we have that image in a plexiglass that sits right on top of the table. So that would be there. But we also might want to think about another overnight stay if we wanted to do a drawing. That might be something.
We're planning on doing something like that, And so it does help and take down all of our names and you know things that we did last time.
So
you can tap me if you need to.
Okay. Yeah.
And so you'll do the contacting of Noah for the fruit supply.
It wouldn't be bad to get a backup too.
Okay.
Sometimes
if you have an issue, let me know. My husband actually works in produce, so.
Oh.
If you can't get it through Noah,
perfect.
Let me know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Make what sure were those things called again?
Make sure you get that orange one with the thorns.
The horny melon?
Yeah. The horned melon. The exclusive and exquisite Morro Bay horned melon.
I think it's actually the horned melon, but.
But yeah, I think that, you know, you like as you said, you give someone free at a trade show and anything, even if it's bizarre.
I learned more about the guava there than I have in, you know, the past 50 years I've been on Earth here. It's really amazing.
I think that no matter how much we would bring, though, that we would be through with the fruit pretty quick because the traffic in that show versus the Green Festival is going to be dramatic.
But again, having it there early on when your reporters and roving people covering it for magazines might have a chance to catch it.
Well, you could even just do it as a display and not cut it and, you know, just to
have
it displayed there to see.
That's what happens.
You know, that's true.
Well, can I have... Oh, I can't have this?
I was surprised to see how many New Year's resolutions were about their carbon footprint. I don't know if anybody... Yeah,
no.
If anybody was watching... I had some time to read some magazines over the last few weeks, and a lot of people were... That was their New Year's resolution, was to have a less carbon footprint. I was surprised. A lot of celebrities and stuff, those were the magazines I was reading. But
you know, the times, they are a change.
Well, I think at this show, and I know we got to move on, but I think at this show the message will be, and I'm sure Peter's going to do this anyway, but it's basically, because we're in that show, excuse me, you have Hawaii and Tahiti and the Caribbean. I mean, it's a pretty big show. And the nice thing is it's in Southern California, so we are the alternative to all those others that you have to spend a lot of money in flying to.
And that is the dialogue that we'll be using. So it
the drive away.
Yes.
And I think that message will really be that'll be accepted down there for this time because I think it's, a lot of people are going to do that. I think that's our chance for a boom in summer.
Yeah.
Even spring break, I guess.
Yeah. Spring break. Do you think that the relocation from Long Beach to L.A. Convention Center is going to totally change the demographic? I mean, they're pretty far
apart.
Again?
Say again?
The change in location from Long Beach to L.A. Convention Center.
Is what?
They're pretty far apart. I mean, they're not. So I would think that it would be, the attendance.
Well to be honest with you, I was kind of surprised. Usually we have our vendor's manual, 3 months ahead of time. We still don't have it.
You're kidding.
We don't know about the union, you know, we don't know about the details that we have to know how to kind of figure out what we're bringing, how much we're bringing, and where we're bringing it. And I mean, these things you need to lay out ahead.
The BID, we did get a brief update from Johnny on their new website, the status with the county, which it did not happen.
Well, they haven't met yet.
Well,
they meet in
February. Right, you're correct. And I guess other than attending this presentation that's coming up, which is business-related but not the BID-specific, any other discussion on that subject?
Just as an update, the Morro Bay bid is on the tentative agenda for the 26th meeting, as well as reconsideration of the countywide BID.
Andrea, you mentioned something earlier about the county BID is now at 2%. Is that set, or is that just still discussion?
We only have the draft ordinance, and the draft ordinance states that the countywide BID is now at 2%. But again, I encourage it's the draft ordinance. Basically, the information in the county ordinance is that half would go to the countywide effort to promote the cities and the unincorporated areas that are that have agreed to participate, and the other half would go to the local agency.
Andrea, do you feel the city council will take take any action without knowing what the county has done, because the council meeting will be before the county has made a decision?
Well, the city really, I guess the best answer to that is the city really has the upper hand, because the current resolution that the city of Morro Bay has passed regarding the countywide BID is 1%. So that's why we have that item on for reconsideration, because our resolution limits 1% participation in the countywide BID. I think they're going to need to do something. And the county, we've been discussing with the staff person at the county about what's happening. And again, we have the draft ordinance. We don't have the final ordinance, but that's what the draft ordinance reads. So, yeah, it's an interesting timing at this point.
Well, I know that we had we not passed a resolution to support the BID before the city council on the 26th.
Well, there's two separate things, though. There's the county. And
I mean, I'm sorry, to support the city, support the city BID. Yes, let me get that straight.
And you made a motion, just to be clear. You didn't pass a resolution.
We made
you
a motion.
Made a motion to support the concept.
Right. But for more detailed answers, I see we have a spokesperson.
Thank you, Johnny Biagini. And I just wanted a clarification, and I might be wrong on this, but with the county BID, the reconsideration, or the county BID can be formed where the unincorporated areas are at 2%, and the other cities who have agreed to be part of the county BID can be at 1%. Or at different percentages based on what they want to do. So it is lawful, I should say, or legal to do that. I have not read the ordinance. I don't know what's being proposed. But if Morro Bay wants to continue at 1%,
they can.
Or if they want to say we want to go at 2% and have 1% come back to Morro Bay, that can be done too.
All right. Well, thank you for that update.
Before we continue, I think it's important to note thank you. I don't see that on the draft the draft ordinance. So again, our ordinance will be included. The draft ordinance will be included with the city council agenda item. But I don't see that specifically stated in the ordinance. So again, it's something that needs to be cleared up prior to the meeting on the 26th.
Well, and just one other quick question. I don't know if anyone has the answer. Maybe we just need to get this at the city council. But if they did go along with the county BID and that 1% did come back to the city, might that reflect the city's BID decreasing a percent in order to have that balance? I don't know. That might
well,
be
the
an option.
And I believe January 26th, the city BID is coming forth with a 3%, and they have drafted a resolution. So if the city council approves that,
then that's that.
That's that.
It's going to be
and 3%. Then if the county, if the city continues to go with the county at 2%, that raises our BID, or that raises ours at 5%,
really
which
high.
Puts us at 15%. And I know there's a lot of people that disagree with me in the hotel, but I really, really, really think we need to have the city council needs to reconsider this county BID now that the city is forming their own BID. Because remember, when we originally went into the county, it was thinking that the entire county was participating, and the entire county now is not participating. The only cities are Atascadero, Royal Grande, and ourselves. And I did a few numbers. Atascadero has 431 rooms. We have 914. They're going to have one rep. We're going to have one rep. Arroyo Grande has 413. Well, no, currently they have 310 rooms. They have a third of our rooms. They'll have one rep. We have one rep. And then Johnny just informed the county has 2,300 hotels, and they'll have different reps. And I know the county keeps changing, so I don't know, things could change. But the last thing is they had 7 members, you know, and it divides it all up. But I just really feel like now that it's been divided up, I think the city council needs to really look at this hard about putting our money in the county. How is that going to benefit the city of Morro Bay? And I know there's this big pie thing, and I agree, it's great. But if the city's doing 3%, to add another 1 or 2% onto there, I just think theoretically, I mean...
So how does that work once we're in the county? I mean, is there...
We already approved...
Does it go on forever and ever and ever until it's changed?
Reevaluated every year.
Every year, okay.
But you have to get 51% majority to get out of it. So you would have to go and get 51% of the hoteliers to go against it for it to not renew. So you have to actually rally up the troops to go against it. It's a lot harder to get it unpassed than to get something passed.
But as I understand from Andrea, as far as the world knows right now, Morro Bay has agreed to 1%, and 1% is all we've said.
But that's not what the draft order states.
Our resolution is 1%.
Our resolution, though, is 1%, and we apparently have the negotiating ability to stick with that, should we choose to do so. So, well, it looks like there'll be lots to discuss on the 26th. Of the meeting.
I just had one question. So if it could stay at 1%, does the city still have the ability to reconsider it, or is it only because of its 2%? I mean, there's been enough changes, hasn't there?
Well, there's some other changes. I was actually going through it yesterday. There's some there's the ability to in the list of things that the money can be used for. There's also, I think, the stewardship fund or a granting. The possibility of providing grants for some of the funds is included, and I think there was one other change. I don't think the who will be contracted to perform the work has not been stipulated. It appears by the draft ordinance that will be going out to RFP. So I think the city could reconsider it any time until it's passed by the boards. But we are in a kind of an interesting time frame.
I think, as Michelle said, that one of the factors is that with the city BID, I think it's important to preserve a significant enough percentage at 3%. That's going to give about $500,000, and you still have to look at it. And I think in that presentation that, San Luis Obispo, I mean, they have theirs. It's going to be $1,000,002. Paso Robles is going to be probably $800,000, and then you've got to throw in the $400,000 that the Wine Alliance has, because that's totally promoting the area. And Pismo is still up in the air on it. They are having a meeting, in series of meetings actually, in February to discuss the city BID, the county BID, and then also just raising the promotions budget, because they have enough funds right now. I mean, they could actually probably raise their promotions budget without even raising their TOT. So Pismo is going to go up, I honestly believe, in one way or the other. It's either going to be through just funding more promotional money, or they're going to raise their TOT, or they're going to have a city BID. But the reality is Pismo, and if Pismo does it, their TOT is at they collect $6 million. So, 1% is going to be significant, even if they just did 1%, which I don't know what percentage they're proposing to do, probably 2%.
Well, and I think that's the biggest thing is, personally, I really think preserving that city BID is important, because that's money that stays here and goes just to Morro Bay. And if we see money go to the county, then maybe the city BID would end up getting decreased. I know there's been talk of the city council already concerned at 3%. And I really feel in order to do anything, you need to have a good amount of money in that city BID to, get your bang. Otherwise, you're going to be working with less funds. So it's scary for me as a hotelier to see, the tax go up to 14-15%. That's hard. I mean, we're already taking a 3% increase to 13, and we're going to be the highest taxed city in the entire county. So, and I know there's this talk about ADR, blah, 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 but I just, tax is tax, and people, they do look at the bottom line, but I think it's just, it'd be better to see the percentages stay at it here locally, I feel.
If I could just make one
resident expert. Yeah.
If I could just make one correction, it is not a tax; it is an assessment.
An assessment,
and the business can decide to pass it on,
right,
or pay it through their own operating expenses. So it is not a tax; it's an assessment.
Right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're right. Sorry, assessment.
Well, all right. This will be quite a meeting on the 26th. And there was no other, and seeing there was no other unfinished business listed, the new business, which is review of the bylaws. And I read them. They look kind of like the old bylaws, but I don't know what was different or how we're supposed
to. No, they are the exact same bylaws.
Yeah.
And the reason why these are on, and actually for this board, it's probably not going to be a lengthy discussion, but we have had a couple of other boards and commissions that are concerned about some of the things in their bylaws. And so what the city council has asked is each board and commission to review their bylaws, and if there's any changes, to suggest those changes. Just quickly, the issues that some of the other boards and commissions are talking about are number of members, because some boards and commissions have had a difficult time in recruiting people to be on their board or commission. That's really hasn't been a problem with the community promotions. You seem extremely popular. Congratulations. The other discussion among other boards and commissions is the member designation. The Harbor Advisory Board, the Recreation and Parks Committee. In some cases, they're in. Let's say if they want to, they have a July meeting that's scheduled, but you come to a week prior to the meeting, and there are no agenda items. And so really the policy that currently exists does not allow that border commission to cancel that meeting. They have the meeting, and they don't have any items to discuss. Again, not quite the case with your board, but I believe other boards and commissions are going to be going forward to the city council and stating that what we would like to do is have the ability to cancel a meeting, either put it on an agenda and have that canceled through the agenda process, or a week prior, if there are no items, have consensus with the chair, the department staff, and then contact the rest of the board members and work it that way. That seems like something that wouldn't be a big deal to the Community Promotions Committee as well, but that's really the only changes. While this does affect you and we were asked to bring it to you, this committee hasn't had those issues. And with that, I'll throw it back out to you.
Yeah, I mean, we seem always to have a budget. I mean, since the affairs of this committee and placing ads and looking at our budget and calendar of events is such an ongoing thing, I can't imagine the concept of canceling a meeting because there was nothing on the agenda. But
I think we should keep the rule the way it is with cancellation. I mean, I think that we, like you said, we've got enough to talk about that it seems appropriate to me that if we wanted to cancel one, like I think we've changed the date before, but, you know, I think that that
it seems
should be
to me also
prior
that
meeting.
Just less than a year, about a year ago, we extensively went through these. Mm-hmm. I think just before when Ed was here, we went through these and we changed many things. And
yeah, we did.
The council wanted us to serve at the visitor center was added, and many many other rules and regulations were added for membership. So this is pretty up to date.
It was about 3 years ago.
It wasn't 3 years ago.
We haven't discussed it since I've been.
Yeah. Well, we discussed it. I remember. Well, at least it wasn't 3 years, maybe 2 years ago.
But again, if anyone had changes or amendments, Andrea, when would we resubmit any changes? Or
we would like those today.
Okay.
I have a question. Under appointment, and it looks to me as if things are contradicting each other. Under appointment, it says 7 voting members, 4 of which must be qualified electors of the city of Morro Bay. Right, so that means we could have 3 people that do not live in Morro Bay.
You're correct, that aren't qualified electors.
But then you go to qualifications, it says a member must be a resident and registered voter of the city. Special requirements to get somebody that doesn't live within the city. So it looks to me like those two things are contradicting each other.
I agree.
Yeah.
It looks to me like in the appointment somewhere we say 4 have to be electors of the city of Morro Bay. We need to have absentee owners of businesses that can be available on the board. Like Ed was an absentee owner of a business, but we don't point that out in there, anything about, you know. So I just was questioning those.
I think this might be one of the cases where your bylaws are going to, even though they're both in this piece of paper, your bylaws are going to supersede those of the council policies and procedures. And the second page under qualifications, I believe is directly out of the council policies and procedures. So I'm not even sure that section needs to be there. Mm-hmm. I would just leave the appointment in the front and leave out the qualification section in the back. Except for the 18 years of age.
You got the 18-year-old.
Sure. We can make that. We can make that clear.
May not be an elected official or officer or employee.
Look at this, Mr. President. Well, it says on appointment must be a qualified elector of the city of Morro Bay, and if you're not 18, you couldn't be a qualified elector of the city of Morro Bay, correct?
So you could leave out.
So that would be integral to being a qualified elector in section under appointment. How can you be a qualified elector if you're not 18? You wouldn't.
But it says only 4 of them, so you would
only
have to say
of
all
them.
Of them.
Yes, all members. Yeah.
Right.
Well, but that's not the point. Then that we have to change it, right? Because the
right.
point being,
and that's
the
why you would want to
owners.
Leave that must be 18 because.
All right, so that all we'd leave into qualifications then.
Well, do we want everyone to be an electorate or not?
That's you're probably right.
I would suggest.
I think that's the question. Do we want everybody on the committee to be an electorate of Morro Bay, or can we have three people that don't live here?
It sounds like that you. It sounds like to me that you don't want that. That you want to leave it as it is in the appointment section. And what we can do is make an annotation in the qualification section that the, to please refer to the appointment section for specifics. That's fine. I wouldn't particularly change. I mean, it sounds like you want to.
All right. Well, thank you for the. That we've discussed that. This brings us to the discussion of new ideas. It's not a new idea. I just want to hand this to John Sorgenfrey for the photo festival. This company that makes fancy tripods can afford a full-page ad in Popular Photography magazine, and I noticed they're located on Hygera Street in San Luis.
Yeah, I know Phil has spoke with them because I got your email. But
oh,
yeah,
okay. Well, here's the actual ad. I mean, if they have the money to pay for this, they certainly can sponsor something.
Yeah, I think that
festival.
Phil spoke to them about being a sponsor, and they were up for that.
Then another quick thing is I was just at a film festival in Nevada City, which is quite a tourist town if you've ever been up there. It's in the mining country, and they have the infrastructure for tourism, right? They've got, like, old buildings. It's old. But they have created a lovely little walking tour, and while Morro Bay doesn't necessarily have the history of the, I mean, we don't go back to the 1820s and gold mining or the 40s, whatever, I would think that now that the Embarcadero, you can walk along there, you can walk past the power plant, you can walk out to the rock on our beautiful new walkway. This is just paper and ink. If the chamber, someone could create a, and there is some history, right? Didn't the Japanese sub come up on the shore and they caught those guys in World War II? There's history for the power plant and little history for the, you know, it's a matter of just little plaques and that create a kind of a history thing. And I haven't seen a history walking tour, unless I missed it at the visitors center.
Well, there's been talk about it. As a matter of fact, we had a gentleman from World War II that was stationed here, and he wanted to know where his barracks was located. And so we went through trying to find who would know that and referred him to Nancy, and I'm not sure if Nancy got the phone call or not.
Right over there's a map.
Really,
of the barracks?
Well, every time I learn something, every day. I think the map is a great idea.
Yeah, it's just paper and ink. It's a cheap way of creating a historical interest, and I'll happily turn this over to you.
We're also thinking about getting some type of like a bungalow or something like that. And I have a location that we might be able to put it on. And I, you know, the chamber has all kinds of old photos and large photos of some of the history in Morro Bay, and I'm sure if we dug really deep, we could fill a room, and that could be part of the walking tour also as you go through this museum. And it's really be simple to put together
because it does, like you say, it's not like you're geocaching and that you don't use a GPS. This is an analog. It's ink, it's paper, and your eyes and an ability to. And, of course, it leads them past the businesses, the restaurants,
that's right.
And so
there's
forth.
A submarine right out here, you know, 19, tell the story. I mean, Nancy has the stories.
Sure. Come on, Nancy.
Thank you. Nancy Castle, Vice President of the Historical Society of Morro Bay. We have generated a walking tour brochure that is in the chamber, and if it isn't, I'll make sure we have a copy of it. It hasn't been updated in several years, so it sounds like there could be some more things added to it that you're coming up with. I'm very pleased that Jenny Brantley, who created the mural picture, is joining the chamber and will probably be voted in on the board, and she has a lot more energy. The Historical Society is very fun, but I'm one of the youngest members with my gray hair. So we're looking for new energy, and there are a lot of ideas, and I'd love to collaborate and talk about a collaboration with you guys.
I have one quick suggestion, if I may, and I know we got to get going because it's past 9, but I know Pismo Beach had someone from Cal Poly as a senior project, and they have like recreation tourism degrees now, and so they put a really sharp intern on collecting all the data, putting everything together, and it was a win-win for everybody because they got somebody that has that energy and that has the, you know, the desire to do it because they're getting graded, and got all the data together, and then they had to spend a little money, of course, getting it produced. Mm-hmm. But the hard part's just getting it done, as you well know. And that might be something you might think about, because I know that the person that put that together did a great job. They just need a little guidance, of course, but I'm always impressed with the quality of people that, especially at the senior level, that come out of there, or even the graduate school.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Susan?
One other thing, and I guess this would be new ideas, but perhaps also future agenda item. It says on our bylaws the committee will develop a specific set of goals at the beginning of each fiscal year and present those goals to the City Council within 30 days of adoption of the city budget. I wondered if we wanted to develop some kind of subcommittee that would come up with some goals to present to the group that we could discuss and vote on. I mean, I don't remember that we've really come up with
I don't think we've done it to that level, mm-hmm. as far as, but I think when we make our presentation to the City Council, I know in the PowerPoint that I presented, mm-hmm. you know, started out with goals and objectives.
Yeah. Right.
But there's certain not to say that we can't have a little more formalized discussion of that. But
I think it might be interesting just to see what we could come up with that would be tangible stuff.
Well, all right, if you'd like to, we could make that a future in the City Council or the City Office in Morro Bay.
Who's leaving?
My term is the one that's up.
And will you be re-interviewing for the position, David?
No.
Really? Oh.
So you waited until 9:05 to drop this
call. I know, exactly. We're all sitting here with our jaws dropped.
Well, and it had to be a brief meeting.
Wow.
So, anyway, yeah, that's the case, and I did want to let the public should know that this position
is... So this is your last meeting with us?
We didn't bring cookies.
Apparently so.
David!
I didn't want to make... I'm just doing this here as a public service. I did not want to make a big deal at all about anything.
So what happens next month, then, if you're not here, who's in your place?
You have to elect a new...
The vice chair will start the meeting, and then you will elect a new chair and vice chair.
Well, David, you will be sorely missed.
Yes. I was not.
You have done a tremendous job on this committee, and the community is certainly better off for you having served. I know that this will be the end of your. You've been on the committee for 8 years.
Four.
Okay.
I've lived in Morro Bay for 8, and I just think it. It was a great experience, a chance to develop and expand the abilities that I have. And I think that's something that the more people that get the chance to do that, the better a society and civilization we make. The more people who have the opportunity to make a commitment, to participate in their own governance, to learn to work by consensus with others, then all of society benefits. It's the idea is to bring more people out and get them involved in civic participation. And the more we see of that, the better we all are.
Thank you for being a part of this committee.
Yes, thank you very much, David.
I'm going to turn red in a moment. I wanted to kind of slip out under the door quietly. But anyway, with that, that will be, I guess, if no further discussion, adjournment of this meeting and the preparations to the Embarcadero for discussions of what's yet to come. So thank you all. Good day.
I was planning on
going in there. Yeah, I know. That's
last week, last year, I promised that there was going to be a feature film involving Gumby in those roles.